Good afternoon, Bink.
Good afternoon, Eva.
How are you today? Good. So what kind of information do you have on your festival?
I'll provide some information for you today, but it would be great if you guys could also get information from Lisa Ivany, the recreation director, because the recreation department will be putting off a lot of the festival. Like, they've come in, they've really stepped in, and they had plans to do a festival. They got money, and they're planning on doing a huge event for Nain with help from our planning committee as well. So the festival, it would be great if you guys could get information from her too, but I'll provide some information for you today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys got a committee now?
Yep. So we do have a planning committee. We met a couple times and we talked about a few things, but we knew that we'll be complementing the capabilities that recreation have and the resources and like their leadership over there. So they're bringing their skills, their resources, and their capabilities together and bringing in that to a festival. And same as our planning committee, we'll do what we can with what we're capable of. We'll take in some resources that we have and complement it so we can make the festival even a bigger, better thing for Nain. So there's two things. One is, like I said, it would be awesome if you could touch base with Lisa because she has a lot of great things planned for the festival, like awesome things. She accomplished a lot with getting things done to make this happen. I really think without them it wouldn't have been possible to make it something awesome for Nain. And another thing too is our planning committee will be coming in and complementing some of the things that they wouldn't be able to do, like some things that we are capable of and will be trying to do.
And do you guys have a date set for this event?
Yep, the date is set for August 24 and 25, so it's just a couple of weeks away.
Can you name some people that would be playing in this event?
I know Lisa has secured some really great musicians to come to the festival, so I know Sally Keelan is coming to play for Nain, and I know David Hart, I do believe. But like I said, Lisa was the one able to accomplish getting them to come and paying for them and things like that, so it would be good to touch base with her. Get even better details.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else on your festival?
Right now, we really want to showcase local talent too. So in Nain, we know there's a lot of musicians. There's people who wrote songs and sing awesome songs. And we know people that are talented in Nain. And we want to be able to showcase that and celebrate that and be able to appreciate their creativity and stuff like that. People who enjoy music, because music really connects us all, you know?
Yeah.
So right now we're hoping to secure more local people. So I wanted to say, if anybody is interested in playing at the festival, start practicing now and let myself or Lisa know if you'd be interested in being part of the show. Because Lisa is working really hard now. She accomplished a lot of things, and I'll let her speak to that when you guys talk to her. But right now, we are hoping to get more local people, too, so that we're able to celebrate our local Nainy Mute.
Are you guys planning to have another meeting?
Yeah, definitely. We do need to have meetings, and more constant, too, as the date comes near.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things planned, so I just have to pull it all together and come together and get it on the go.
Okay, I'd like to thank you, Binky, for giving us some information on your upcoming event.
Yes, thank you for interviewing me. And like I said, it's an effort put in by so many people. And I know that recreation with the town is going to be instrumental in this. And they're the ones going to be spearheading this. And I'm just a small part of it. So, like I said, it's good to talk to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward.
Yes. Good week.
Thank you.